What would you say to a patient who's considering TCH in terms of what to expect in terms of cardiac effects, both having ejection fraction drops or clinical events?
Based on the BCRG study, and again, it really cannot be compared with our data because they didn't enroll the older women who we think might be at risk. But in the BCRG study, there was no statistical difference in cardiac toxicity between TCH versus AC followed by TH. So I think in terms of cardiac toxicity, either regimen is pretty safe. And I would not favor one of another, again, because there's no statistical difference based on the information presented by Dr. Slaiman at San Antonio.
You're saying there's no difference between TCH and ACTH?
That is right. No statistical difference. The p-value is 0.11.
But eyeballing it looks like it's different.
I tell you, that's what we can do with graphs.
It looks like the cardiac events were the same in the TCH as the ACT without the Herceptin. Is that what it looked like to me?
The number of events are very small. The number of events is very small. So one needs to be very cautious about overinterpretation of data based on small events, especially when there's no statistical difference between the arms.
So if a patient says to you, "Do you think that I have less of a chance of cardiac damage with TCH versus AC taxane H?"
I could not say that because we don't have any data to justify that statement.
So I think I know the answer to this question, but do you think there's a role then in a non-protocol setting right now for TCH?
I will be reluctant based on the data from the BCRG study showing, the 80% disease-free survival for TCH versus 86% for AC followed by docetaxel trastuzumab. So before I would select TCH in the adjuvant setting, I would really want to have more data.